Some ZANU-PF supporters, clad in their regalia and using their party's vehicle inscribed ZANU-PF Harare Province, barricaded the main road leading into Mabvuku off the Harare-Mutare Highway with stones and logs to stop Mr. Tsvangirai's tour. However, Mr. Tsvangirai's motorcade had to negotiate its way through the bush into Mabvuku, where the former premier's first stop was Mabvuku police station, where he registered a complaint. A vehicle that was carrying journalists sped off when the newsmen were trying to take pictures of the ZANU-PF youths barricading the road. MDCT's local councillor for Mabvuku Ward 21, Munyaradzi Kufaa Kutizwe, and former Harare City councillor Peter Marange were pelted with stones and suffered head injuries. Marange told Studio 7 that he was also dragged in the tarmac by the vicious ZANU-PF youths. After making a report at the police, Mr. Tsvangirai's entourage, that included MDCT Deputy National Chairperson Morgan Komichi and Harare Deputy Mayor Thomas Muzuva, proceeded to Kamunu Shopping Center to see a market that the council is erecting. Muzuva told the former premier that the market stalls were almost complete, but a shortage of funds had delayed their completion. While Muzuva led the former prime minister in touring the market stalls, an unidentified number of vehicles carrying ZANU-PF youths arrived at the scene, dropped them off, and started throwing stones at MDC members in Mr. Tsvangirai's entourage, resulting in local MDC activists who were now following their leader retaliating. In the fracas, some ZANU-PF vehicles had their windows smashed before they sped off. The opposition leader also took his tour to Old Tafara to see boreholes that were drilled by council in partnership with a foreign company in a bid by the city fathers to end the water problems in the area, where a multitude of his supporters gathered after the news of his impending visit filtered through. Mr. Tsvangirai told the MDCT faithful that he would not allow ZANU-PF to declare some no-go areas throughout the country, let alone in Mabvuku Tafara, which his party controls.
Whoever in ZANU-PF is encouraging this kind of youth, unemployed youth, hooliganism, I think must bear the consequences. I went to the police station and advised them that this is uncalled for. I'm not going to have an area, a no-go area for me. I refuse to accept that. And whoever is promoting that kind of violence and hooliganism must be condemned in the strongest term.
After his tour, Mr. Tsvangirai told journalists at his Highlands residence that President Robert Mugabe should put a stop to violence that is resurfacing in most parts of the country. He said today's incident and other cases being reported in some parts of the country is a serious indictment on Mr. Mugabe, who is also the chairman of both the African Union and the Southern African Development Community.
In fact, what we should be talking about is to implement the new constitution and all the rights that are enshrined in the constitution, which has rights of assembly, rights of movement, and the rights of individuals. So when you get a party, and in this case, a government, which is complicit in that kind of chaos and impunity, I think it's an indictment of the president and his party. We have never initiated any violence against anyone. Not because we are not capable of doing, but it's not helpful to anyone. We should be focusing in resolving the national crisis, which we all know is a consequence of failure of government and the failure of leadership. That's where we have to put our efforts. This business of political violence it should be condemned.
Meanwhile, the former prime minister praised the local authority for working hard to address the plight of the people in Mabvuku and Tafara, especially on water provision, despite the difficult economic conditions obtaining in the country.
The most perennial problem of Mabvuku has been the issue of water. And I think that the council has responded to the water shortage in Mabvuku in two ways. One, they put in about 27 boreholes and temporarily alleviating the problem of water in Mabvuku. But they have a much more permanent solution, which is ensuring that there has to be a rehabilitation. A program of rehabilitation of the water pipes in that area will solve the problem once and for all. Today, they supply 3 days out of 7 days, but we hope that once the full rehabilitation, as I have been advised, has been completed, he should be able to supply that water supply. But as you would have witnessed, the problem are everywhere. The level of unemployment, poverty, and just degradation is very evident. And that's also one of the things that government has to respond quickly in this manner.
Mr. Changirai is expected to visit several places countrywide to get firsthand the people's living conditions. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.